for this episode, we have digital specialist Leigh Quizon joining us.
Hi,
Leigh. Hi, I'm Janet. Good day to everyone. Thank you for inviting me here to talk to me.
Yes, thank you very much, Leigh, for joining. Leigh, the reason why I got you here, because I know that you're so involved in running Facebook campaigns.
Yes.
And in my talks to people, especially on this field of social media, there are a lot of questions about Facebook campaigns, and I decided I should talk to an expert in this matter. Leigh, what is an ideal budget? If I'm an SME or if I'm a brand and I would like to try out getting into Facebook, what should be my ideal path? Do I go for ads? Do I go for fan pages? Do I go for groups? Do I create my own corporate account? What do you suggest?
Okay, let's start siguro with SMEs first.
Okay.
So for SMEs, I think a fan page, they should start with a fan page.
Okay.
And probably have a media plan, mm-hmm. Facebook ads, social ads,
okay,
to go with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the purpose of the media plan or the social ad is to promote
to drive traffic to the fan page. Yeah, to the fan page. Pero
okay,
since SMEs, probably the owner can also invite yung social network niya.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good start na rin.
That's a good start.
Yes.
Okay. What is the common budget usually top? What is the more cost efficient? Like, di ba merong, when you place ads, merong minimum bid,
yes,
you can go for a higher bid, you can pay per impression, or you can pay based on impression or based on clicks. What do you suggest? How should I go about that?
Based on my experience so far, I think mas okay yung bid na 10 cents. And to maximize the impressions.
So more an impression rather than clicks.
Yes.
And then when you say 10 cents per US cents. 10 US cents per X number of impressions.
Yes.
Per CPM.
Yes. But that's the bid. You go for that bid.
But what about the copy? I mean, of course, you can either put not so much money or so much money, but the results will also depend on the copy or the ad. What do you suggest insofar as the ad is concerned?
Actually, not really with the copy. So far, with my experience and yung experience ng team namin, the Facebook ads with new images with people have, mm-hmm, the most number of clicks.
So instead of logos,
instead
of objects,
have people.
People.
Yes.
Do they have to be sexy?
Well, sex sales. depends on brand.
Okay.
Case to case basis.
So if a brand is something to wear or something beautiful, then I guess having a beautiful person,
yes.
or a handsome person,
yes,
matters a lot.
Yes.
I noticed also some of the ads, I don't know if that's deliberate. Even your wrong spelling, sometimes they do comedy, sometimes they use local language as the text of the ad.
Yes, somehow it adds virality to the ad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it really, nakakaagaw kasi siya if it's like that. So, pero sometimes it's a gamble. It's, if you do that with big brands, I don't think it would work.
Mm-hmm. But people are asking, when they use Facebook ads, they see that when they view pages, but not necessarily when they view home feeds. What is the difference?
Okay. With home, with feeds, with wall feeds, kasi.
And the ads that appears there.
Yeah. You wall feeds, kasi. It depends on what time you log on in Facebook. Din. So what if, for example, if a brand posts like an update like 9 a.m. in the morning, and people log in mga 10 o'clock, they probably won't see that. So,
what is the best time to post an update?
In our experience, before lunch, mga 11:30, it usually gets a very high impression rate, and also somewhere in the late afternoon, mga 4:30.
Okay.
The best, those two are the best times to post.
But would you agree that all brands need to advertise on Facebook, or are there specific brands na or specific type of products or services that can penetrate or that can merit in a social network like Facebook?
Actually, the brand has to ask itself muna, okay. Or the marketing team behind the brand, mm-hmm. if they really need to.
When do you know that you need it? Kasi parang by default, maybe because you use Facebook, you're gonna say yes. But based on your question, parang based on what you said, it's not. When do they know?
Actually, it depends on the target market, okay. of the brand. Like, for example, the laundry soap brand. Mm-hmm. Syempre the target market, it's not. They're not the target market of that of a laundry soap brand from is probably not on Facebook.
Because
so they're on the lower income bracket market. So
okay, at least the people who really spend time and are really concerned and has laundry soap as their primary priority.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Even when going on social networks, they will think about it. No?
Yes, yes.
But what brands or what type of products that you notice that really attract attention in social networks? Example.
For example, Coke.
Okay.
Coke Zero, Relief, Nivea.
Okay, maybe let's talk about that. Why Coke? What makes Coke special?
Because Coke is a universal brand.
Okay.
It's a brand for all markets. So I think.
What do you like about the Coke campaign on Facebook?
The Coke Zero campaign with Bench.
Okay.
Last year, it's a collaboration. It's a collaboration with of Bench and Coke, kasi.
Ah, the
so,
project.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're kumbaga naka sexy attire, kasi naka lingerie.
Okay.
Sino
okay.
Sila Zabjo and sila Angelica.
And how did the Facebook readers or the Facebook member community members respond to it?
There were a lot of clicks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Relief? What makes it interesting for you?
One is the ambassadors, kasi. Okay. So last year the ambassadors were Enchong D and Erich Gonzalez.
Okay.
So they were the brand ambassadors for Relief. So again. Their Facebook, the Facebook ads of Relief had them both on new image, mm-hmm. so it had a lot of clicks and from 3,000 fans, it grew up to 30,000 mm-hmm. because I think partly because of the Facebook ads.
How does the number of fans say a lot about the effectiveness of your fan page? Because I noticed there are Facebook fan pages that have a smaller base but are very active, and there are also fan pages that have a lot of community members but not that active or not that participative. How do you balance the formula?
I think dapat mayroon intelligent and compelling content.
Okay, that's number one.
For people to react on the content, like a wall post. It can be as simple as a brand asking, what did you have for breakfast today?
Mm-hmm.
Yun, it's interacting. Eh. Mm-hmm. It's compelling. Like parang it's like the brand asking. It's like the brand showing care to their fans.
So I guess when you say intelligent in the sense that it should make sense, mm-hmm. but at the same time it should encourage people to converse.
Yes. Know? Yes. One more thing is the number of fans.
Okay.
A good measure of a fan page, na yung dami ng fans niya, I guess is I by experience pala, it's around 10,000.
Okay.
Once you reach that number,
what can you expect once you reach that number?
It will become more interactive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how do you reach 10,000? Parang somehow for a lot of people that's not so easy. What's the best way? Will ads be sufficient to create 10,000 fans, or you should do something more compelling to raise the bar?
Yeah.
I mean, to really help your fan base scale up.
Actually, it depends mm-hmm. on the. It depends. If, for example, let's say na walang budget yung isang company or brand. It can reach 10,000 naman, pero slowly.
Okay.
And
that will be done along with
one, how do you promote your page? Like if you have a company website, do you
do you have the Facebook link there? Like, mm-hmm. Do you have a call to action in your website? Join, be a fan of us in Facebook? Mm-hmm. Or number two, do you does the brand or company actively promote their fan page within the social network of the owners, the admins? Mm-hmm. It really helps them. Mm-hmm.
What is your perspective on contests? Do they help drive up the fan
definitely
page?
Yes. If the price of the contest is compelling and awesome, completely awesome, mm-hmm. I think it will become viral.
So they will promote it themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The participants will promote it.
What type of contest do you see clicks more? Photo, blog posts, likes? What do you tend to favor more?
Yung likes, sway ba?
Okay, okay.
Actually, it depends sa price talaga eh.
Ah, price talaga?
Yeah, yung price talaga yung carrot eh. Yeah. Kung if the contest is, parang yung idea of the contest is good, pero yung carrot niya, yung price ko, like, it's not that compelling. I think, wala nang masyado sa sabi.
So you're saying that in order for me to raise, to reach 10,000 fans, you're saying that I should have interactive content, and of course,
yes,
it should make sense.
Yes.
I should embrace a contest.
Yung sa contest, not necessarily naman.
Okay.
Necessarily. Pero it's a big plus. Naman.
It's a big plus. I should also look into ads and
yes, if you have the budget.
Okay. And by doing all of that, if I will be diligent, how long will it take for me to reach 10,000 fans? What is the ideal time frame? Is it fair to say that it's a 3-month achievable goal or what would be the most reasonable time frame?
Actually, it really depends on how much effort you put into it.
Okay.
So parang kung ano yung input, yun din yung output.
Okay.
So, if you really work hard on it, siguro, most probably shorter time.
Which is?
There's no really time frame eh. Kasi, it's still young. Mm-hmm. So, I guess there's no proven formula yet.
There's no proven formula yet.
Yeah. So, I think it's what's important is you cover all your bases. Like, for example, in primaries, you start with your own social network. Mm-hmm. If you're the administrator of the brand, then the next level is you compel within your circle, you ask favor na to promote it. Then also, then siguro yung the next level is yung ads, and siguro next level ulit contests.
And they will all play together.
Yes, they all play together.
So thank you very much, Dave. What are your plans for this year?
I plan to enter if every mga projects I'm in this year for mga awards.
Okay.
Yeah. And I plan to win one this year.
Okay. So good luck and all the best to your endeavors.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.